for the fourth parak. Lamed Beis on the Beis. Ein bein hamudr hanomi chaveru, the mudr himenu machal. There's no difference between a person who specified that he's not going to have any enjoyment from somebody else, or he just made a nether that he's not going to have any food enjoyment from him. Eladrisas haregel, the kelim sheinos mipoem ochul nefesh. Two differences are that the person who makes a nether not to have any hanoah, so he can't even walk into that person's property. And he also can't borrow things that have nothing to do with food. Kalim that have nothing to do with food. But if he made the nether only legabe hanoah from food, then he's also only with kalim that have to do with food, and he's allowed to walk on the guy's property. Hamudr maichum mechadero lo yashilenu napa ukvara. Rechayim v'tanur, right? Therefore, a person who makes a nether not to have any hanos ochel from someone else can't, or makes a nether that the person can't have any hanos from him. He can't borrow or loan to that person anything that's remotely involved with food, like a sieve or a mill or an oven of a mashal ocholuk, but he is allowed to loan him or borrow from him clothing or the tabas, a ring, the talis and the zomim, other kinds of jewelry, because they have nothing to do with food. Rashi. Ein bein hamudr hanomi chadero, shechadero heidiro shelo yehena mimena b'shum inyan. That the person made a nether that he shouldn't have any enjoyment from him. L'mudr mimena maichel, shelo heidiro elo hanos maichel. We're only assured food enjoyment. Can't walk through his property to get, make a shortcut. And the other difference is that he can use kalim. The person's only osir, hanos machol, can use kalim that have nothing to do with eating. The mudr hanos osir bedrisa regel, the hainu hanos mekatzer darko. Because taking a shortcut through somebody's property is getting hanoah from their property. We'll see it's only according to one man diomer though. Since he didn't ask for all enjoyment, just enjoyment that has a connection to food, taking a shortcut has no connection to food, and borrowing kalim that have nothing to do with food, we'll see under most circumstances, isn't included. Okay, Mantana, who is the Tana that holds that just walking through somebody's property and taking a shortcut is called getting hanor from him? It's significant enough to be awesome. Omer avada barava rebelezerhi. The Tanya, rebelezer omer afilu vitr osir b'mudr hanor. Right, rebelezer is the one who holds that even vitr is osir b'mudr hanor, even insignificant kinds of hanor are osir. To Rashi, Mantana, the mudr hanor osir b'drisa regal, uva kelim, Afogav de lo merzik hanoah, then it doesn't seem to be a significant amount of hanoah to walk through somebody's yard and take a shortcut. Rabbi Lezer, he domra filu vitr. Vitr zehu kigon shalokach mido shal tapuchim bapruta. What's vitr? Vitr is what people normally overlook and don't make a big deal about. Still, but somebody made an isur hanoah, that's included, right, for kigon. Shalokach midl shal tapuchim. A person buys a certain amount of apples. Bepruta. Now he buys a pound of apples for a pruta. Ulacher shemodad lo hamida, mosik lo shtayim o shlosha. And afterwards, the storekeeper puts an extra two or three apples in. Right? Zehu dero shal chenvonim, lahosif al hamidos mishalahem. Ho belo tanai nosin lo, lo merzik hamekach. Elekamaton. Right? It's not the part of the sale. It's a present, and people are not makbid on that extra two or three apples. Va'aliba de Rebbe Lezer, osur hamudr bosu avitr. According to Rebbe Lezer, that's called hanoah. Even something that people usually overlook and don't care about, still you're getting benefit from the person, that's called hanoah. Ha'avitr shal medidas peiros, ha'chanami afagav de drisus haregel lohavi hanoah gimura osur. Same thing over here, even though walking through somebody's yard and taking a shortcut, it doesn't seem to be a significant amount of hanoah. Still, Rebbe Lezer holds that it's osir. Okay. Hamudr Maichel Mechavero Lo Yashilenu. Mura says, Loha Min Machel Nodar, right? Loha Isa Why shouldn't he be able to use or loan the one who's osur? Why shouldn't he be able to use the kalim that you don't eat from? They're a sifter and an oven and so on. Right? He made a neder not to have hanoah of eating. This is not eating. Omer of Shimon ben Lachish, the Omer hanoas macholcha alai, hanoas macholcha, right? Anything that brings to the hanoah of the eating. So these things are used in the process of preparing food. They're also osur. Rashi v'homin machol atzmo nader v'amay osur v'hashilo napa v'honey lab machol. You know, they're not food. Hanoas macholcha alai yehi osur. Right? Anything that is an enjoyment that brings to food or is connected to food. That's what he made, the neder. Shmora says, Amos lo yilo schitin v'yitin amakoso. If that's the case, maybe he shouldn't be able to chew up, what's it called? They used to have something they would put on wounds, that first you had to chew up the grain, and then they used it as a salve to put on wounds. So the person shouldn't be able to chew up the grain for him, even if he's not eating it or whatever, and he's putting it on the wound, he shouldn't be able to chew it for the other person. The other person doesn't have teeth, and this guy has teeth, so he wants to chew it for him, put him on his maka. Omar Rava, but Omar Hanoha Mivili De Macholcha Olai. Right? It's talking where he said, any Hanoha that brings to food, so an oven brings to food, but chewing up the chitin to put on the wound doesn't bring to food. It's with food, a food product, but it has nothing to do with eating and food. Omer Rav Papa, sak lahavi peiros, v'chamor lahavi olav peiros, v'afilu tzinu bi'alma, hanoah mevi'il de'maychol. And therefore, a sack to put peiros in, or a donkey to bring peiros on, right? Even what's it called, tzinu bi'alma is what? Is a, package, I think. Yeah? Package of fruit, not even a whole sack. All of that is hanoah that brings to food, because it's transporting the food. That's also usher. Okay, Rashi. Afilu sack. Hanos ma'achol cholai ve'ema mai hanos ma'achol cholshlo yilo schitim shalo. Shouldn't be able to chew up his grain. V'yitin agabi makoso, to put it on his wound. That's also hanoah from food. Right, so maybe it only includes that, chewing up the grain. But why should it include a sieve or whatever? Those things are not directly involved with food. B'chlau. Morris says, no. Anything that brings to food, which is things that are used in the preparation of food. The napuk for maybe machol l'maychol. They're all in the food process. Afilu sak afilu tzina biyama shel mader also the mother litein ba peiros. He's not allowed to use the guy's sack to put fruit in. Shehanoah mivil ide Michael who vasher. That's also a hanoah that comes to food. Boy rapapa sus lirkovalov. How about a horse to ride on? V'tabas li rospo mahu. Nifsiku mezul biare. What's it called? So that's what's it called. The shaila is that these are things that are very indirectly involved with food, right? Sus lirkov alav leilich lebeis hamishta. You have to get to the party. So when you get there, you're going to eat. So maybe this is also a hanoah that brings to food, even though it's indirect. O tabas li rospa bebeis hamishta kadeshi in hagubo kovet v'hainu hanoah. Or you have a nice jewelry that they'll treat you better, give you a nicer portion. So that also indirectly brings to food. Mifsikeu mezul biari mahu, right? That he wants to go and use his yard as a way to get to the party, as a shortcut, right? That also that's a hanoah that brings to food indirectly. Toshma avol mashu lo choluk v'talis nizomim v'tapos. Right? He's allowed to. The mission says allowed to borrow or loan to him. Depends who's usher. Clothing or jewelry, hechidami. Ile mishaloli rose bohem tzricha lemeimer. If they're talking stam to wear, not to wear at a party and get a better portion, but stam to wear, what's the chiddush? Elalav afili rose bohem. Even if you're going to wear them at the party and get a better portion, and still that's mutter. Uktani mashilo. So Mar says, lo, la olam shaloli rose. Talking just down to wear jewelry. Va'aydi diktani reisha lo yashilenu tana seifa mashilo. Since the reisha said what not to do, the seifa gave some examples of what you're allowed to do, even though there's no real chiddush in the seifa. Rashi, mifsiku mezul bi'ari, shaholich derech harkola ve'samishto mekatsir darko. Mahu, miha vihanoa mevili de maichol b'chol hani olo. Tzricho lememar deshori holeka hanoa klau. Right, stam to, what's it called? There's no hanos machal over here at all to wear jewelry or whatever for the person. Uktani mashilo shmami no deshori. Where it says lo la olam afilu shaloli rosebud. Ubedin hu de lo hayitzorich lemisni mashil. You shouldn't have said this at all. It's not a chiddush, except since the reisha told me what you can't loan him, the sefer just went out of its way to tell you what you can. Ela aidi umehol lekla mashamini. You can't be medayik anything from the sefer. However, even though we said in the previous Mishnah that if you only made a neder of hanos machol, you can loan the person things that have nothing to do with food, that's only in a place where they don't rent out those kind of kelim. But if they rent them out, you're saving the guy money, which he now can spend on food. So that's called hanos hamevil de machol, even though the kli that you're giving him for free has nothing to do with Michael, but the money he's saving from having to rent it has to do with Michael, so he's getting Hanos Michael. Michlau the Reisha, afal pi she'ein maskirin. The Reisha, you can't loan him a sieve and those kind of things, even if they don't take rent for it, even if it's all done for free. Everybody just borrows it for free. Mantana, so what Hanos is there? It's Vitor. Since you don't pay for that hanoah, it's very insignificant just to borrow a kli. But lamaisa, Reb Lezer holds a vitur is also b'mudr hanoah. Rashi, makom shemaskirin shenoagim lahashil kol elu hadvorim al yedei schirus. They normally pay rent to borrow these kelim. Then also the madr lashilo. Then in every situation, it's also to him to borrow any kelim, even if they aren't even indirectly involved with food, because the money he's saving from the rent he could use for food. The kivin shenoagim lahaskir merzik is hanoah mevil yidei Michael v'osir. Nichlal the reisha the tani lo yashilenu napo kfora havi afapi she'ein maskirin. Even if you never take rent, you'd always loan it for free. Kolomer she'ein noagim lahaskir b'schiris afal gab lo havi hanoah gemura. So then, what benefit did you have? Right? You wouldn't pay for this benefit, so it's really not something that's worth any money. So what's the benefit? The kivin shein maskir and maiko mahanilei im zelo yashilen or shein or acher mashilo bechinam. He always can get a free borrow it for free. So what is he really benefiting from this person? Sharim makom shein maskirin hu man tana dafilu hachi aser. So who's the tana who holds it? Even this is aser. Reb Elazar, who says vitur is aser b'mudr hanoah. But in the Sefer, where it says that if they do take money for rent, then what's it called? It's also, that's also the Kulei Alma, because that's a Hanoah, that's Shava Mamon, that's not Vitor, that's something that's a significant Hanoah.